know what's best for you, even if you don't want to do it for you.
Oh.
Just make a list and pick out the top three.
That then part.
Then get to going.
That.
I'm talking to myself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Elise Real.
And I'm Isha Bell.
And this is Full-Time Black Women, a community for Black professional women to live, laugh, grow, and feel... Yeah, and feel. And feel the soul.
You all right, girl? Yep, look, that just means your soul is so full. It's like, we can't take another fifth. We already did. We don't need no more.
Because I was like, is it heal the soul?
I mean, no, it can be both, though. I like both of those. What are we doing today? Feel it or healing the soul? What are we talking about today, Elise?
Today's topic is spring clean your life. Refresh, renew, and recharge.
Okay, there you go. There go the rest. Refresh, recharge. Ooh, it sounds like a breath of fresh air. It just sounds like a spritz of Febreze or something. Just like that first drink of like some aloe water. Do you drink aloe vera water?
Yes.
Oh, you first be like, what? Oh, I forgot this chunky water. This ain't just regular water. What was that? You know, but it's nice feeling. You automatically feel like you're doing something good for yourself.
Absolutely.
Like I just bought some kimchi the other day. And I haven't had kimchi in so long. And I opened it up and I tasted my first piece. And my taste bud went, like, seriously, my taste bud went. Yeah. And all of a sudden, my nose opened up. You know, my body got real warm. And it came back down. And I was like, whew, that was just one bite. But
that was one bite.
Fermented foods. Need that in your life. And I felt like I was doing something good for myself. So I felt like I kind of did a little spring clean. I refreshed them. I renewed them and I recharged them.
Absolutely. Yes. They woke up. They came alive. Mm-hmm. So today we are embarking on a journey of transformation as we explore the concept further of spring cleaning. It's not just for your home. It is for your entire life. So we're going to shake things up a bit. I mean, not really. It's still the same format, but we're going to shake off the winter is what I mean. We're going to shake off the winter and embrace that fresh energy. We're going to be so fresh and so clean. We're going to have outcast vibes up in here. So let's dive in and get to know more about how you can spring clean your life.
But we can go ahead and get started with those
stats for that ass.
Hey,
stats for that ass.
We bringing you the facts with some stats for that ass. So check this out, Elise.
What's that?
Over the course of our lifetime, we will spend a total of 3,680 hours or 153 days searching for misplaced items. The research found we lose up to 9 items every day or 198,743. Wait, see that number, that shame. Right in it. Okay, so the research found we lose up to 9 items every day or 198,743 in a lifetime. Phones, keys, sunglasses, and paperwork top the list. And this is from the Daily Mail. Now, also, even with the popularity of smartphones and many more home organization apps available, only 8% of survey respondents regularly use an app to help with home organization. So we buy all this stuff we don't even use.
Don't even use it.
You go buy something, you be like, oh, no, this is what I need. Because I'll be put my paper just all on that little table. If I had this little thing, cubby hole with the, you know.
Nope. See, taking up more space.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. I can see myself when I purchased one of them accordion folders that you put.
Girl, I got one brand new that had it for 3 months. Go ahead. Yes! Go ahead and say what you think you need to say.
I remember buying saying that. And I was so hyped. Like, yes, and I'm going to organize. I'm going to put my stuff in here. And it's going to look so nice in my little filing cabinet. And it matches. And stuff. Girl, it took me, I would say, it had to have been a year before I even used it.
Because you probably went out to go buy another one. I was like, wait, don't I have one? Girl. I swear I bought one. And then it just sit there with Justo like, she's coming for me, finally. Yep.
Because it required me to go through papers and, like, get rid of stuff. And I was like,
girl, let's not even talk about
that right
paper.
Back in there. But, yeah.
Until I'm ready for you. At least I know you're here when I'm ready for you. I'm like,
I got you.
It's 7 years.
I know.
Like,
yeah, it really did.
That is so funny. But also, women with shoe racks are 7 times more likely to be on time for work than women without them. And this is a study that was conducted by IKEA. How? Why? What do you think about those stats?
Okay, so first of all, knowing how many hours, I don't know, it was the hours and the large numbers. 3,680 hours. I don't even care that that's almost half a year, but that number of hours shocked me for how much time I waste looking for things, possibly. And also the almost 200,000 items lost at any given time during my lifetime. That hurt me, too, because I was like, I can think of, like, 4 things that I'm not entirely sure where they're at right now.
No, it said 9 items every day. What are we doing with our lives that you are losing 9 items a day? I don't think I lose 9 items a day. I may have lost 9 thoughts, but not 9 items. That's one thing I'm going to say. Hashtag too. Myrtle. No.
9 items a day?
A day? What? That means you.
I'm fairly certain that the 4 items in my mind that I'm thinking of right now, I probably know where they're at. I have a question in my mind. But now, when I sit and think of, like, having kids or even my cat. So I have a cat. I don't know where some of his toys are, partially because I don't know where he put them. And if you have a kid, how many socks have you lost?
I didn't lose them. They lost them. I'm talking about me. How many items did I lose? 9 items I lost in a day? No.
Okay. So then I guess when you a kid, you probably lose like 20 a day. And then, you know, it.
So you can really say, how many items do you think you've lost today? So it's mid-afternoon. Okay.
How many items did I lose today?
Yeah, late afternoon. How many items have you lost today, at least, bro?
1, because I lost my mind when I saw some of the emails come through. No, I haven't lost any items today. I haven't lost any items today. I know where everything is that I used, touched, moved.
Well, you know what?
Today.
Let me change that. It said lose up to. I was like, maybe it said lose. I was like, I'm not sure if it said misplace, because I would misplace a pen. Like, I'll put it somewhere. Like, I swore it was right. I could have, you know, so that could be it. But no, it said lose.
Lose.
Mean you don't find it for a minute. Like, it's been gone.
Right.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
I got these tweezers that I used probably 6 months ago. Paid good $40 on tweezers. I never paid that much for no tweezers. But I was like, I want some good tweezers.
Mm.
And why? I don't even pluck my eyebrows. So I'm not even sure why I spent that much money on some good tweezers. Oh, yeah. Because I'm getting older, so I'm trying to get them chitty chin chin hairs. That's what it was.
Chin hairs.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the little, you know, and I was like, I'm gonna give you some good. Yes, I said it. When you get to a certain age in life, your hormones start switching up on you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're like, where did that come from? They'd be like, I've been here for a minute, curling and shit, doing a wave in my face and shit, right, popping and locking away. But you know, and I could not find those things forever. And it's crazy that when I lose things, my sons find them. But I think because they're closer to the ground. You know, like,
maybe
little people, sense. They see things.
They're more explorative.
They crawl underneath stuff.
Yeah.
They in stuff. I'm like, how did you even get there? I don't know. Can you help me? Oh, my gosh. How do we, like, It's always
how am I supposed to help you if I can't even get in there? Like, why are you there?
How did you get out of there? Help me. I hear this so many times. Mommy, help me. Why are you there? But also because they're lowered to the ground, so the items that I lose, obviously, it's in their peripheral because I dropped them somewhere. I didn't place them. I love them. They were eye level. I wouldn't lose the shit. Wouldn't lost the shit. So, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and get into spring clean your life, refresh, renew, and recharge.
All right. So, tip number one, decluttering your space. So, decluttering your space, usually when spring hits, there is this vibe, this energy to clean your home, clean your surroundings, clean your room, get rid of things. And we'll discuss a couple particular tips in a second, but a lot of times you want to get rid of the clutter. Clearing the clutter makes you feel refreshed. It recharges you because now you've got this energy of newness once you've got rid of a lot of old things. It also brings a sense of peace too, because now you can see corners of your house you might not have been able to see before. You can see paths through things. Maybe you had things in your way. Maybe it was furniture that you didn't want. Maybe you rearranged your furniture and got some feng shui on and felt a little bit better about your space that way. But decluttering your space really does help to open up the mind. So that includes things like getting rid of old papers, getting rid of things in that junk drawer. You know, everybody got that one drawer in the kitchen that is a catch-all for everything.
I got
whether
two.
It's coupons. Girl, me too.
That
me too.
One, girl, please. I wish it was one. No, it is going to become one. I'm going to go ahead and declutter.
Yeah. So I do admit right now I have two. One has all of my like warranty and instruction manuals in it. And that's then the other one.
And you can use that accordion folder for that, girl. To be able to keep it in based off appliances or furniture.
Yes, all of that. Yes. All of that.
Now I think you want to go buy another one to have it sit there.
No, I can't because I have like two now. So it's not, I got to do better. Mm-hmm. So yes. So there's that. And then the other one, I have like keys and like, you know, wax melts for when I want to use my wax melts and some coupons and stuff. But yeah, clear all that stuff out. What you're not going to use. I'm sure it's like coupons in there for
expired
and whatnot. Also, consider cleaning out your car. That's another place that can get junky quick. Your car.
And I was just telling my mom today, I was like, man, this car is making me sick. Just riding it. Just riding it. Like I did say that 10 times the last 2 weeks.
Girl, yes. Your gym bag. That's another thing to clean. Bookshelves. Get rid of books and things that you're not reading, not using, no longer have an interest in. But there's a big psychological benefit to doing that and keeping your space tidy. Decluttering can also help you reduce stress. Ooh. So it's a good idea to declutter your space because sometimes I know I'll speak for myself before I speak for anybody else. When I am feeling down, when I'm feeling a mess, my space tends to reflect what's in my head. Mm-hmm. So if I am a clutter and overthinking in my head and whatnot and feeling down and depressed and whatever else, my space will reflect that. So yeah, if you have been in the winter, if you get seasonal affective disorder and have low vibes, consider cleaning up your space. That includes digital space too. So emails, please handle that.
Nah, I'm just gonna start a whole email because I ain't got time or energy to be going through all those emails.
I know.
And then you start a new email, you go right back to doing what you were doing before. I'm going to keep this inbox clean. This inbox going to be together.
Oh. Yes.
So,
That's why we in the stats. All of these smartphones and home organization apps.
And companies.
8% and companies. And only 8% of people use them.
Because it looks so nice when other people do it. Like,
they do.
And I totally agree with the clear the clutter, clear the mind. And if you guys haven't already, go listen to our episode 41. And we speak all about this and our own personal experience with clearing our space. Another thing that you could do that can help you along with your spring clean, because spring is coming up, guys. All right. So spring is here, guys. Happy, happy spring. And another way that you could go ahead and clean your life is refreshing your mental space. Ooh, don't we all need that at least?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all need a nice mental space refresher? You know, just as Elise mentioned, decluttering your physical space has a tremendous and instant impact on you. You know, just trying to figure out techniques for releasing negative thoughts. And we all have negative thoughts. You cannot be in denial with that and be in clutter. Come on. Mm-hmm. Stop. That's too much. That's heavy. That's a heavy self-burden to carry. And just understanding that mental clutter and getting mental decluttering your mental clutter is a way for you to cultivate clarity, peace, and inner harmony. You know, mindfulness meditation is something that I have taken to, and I'm not trying to be sitting there for 30, 60, 90, 120 minutes to get to a D space. If I could do it for the first 5 minutes of opening my eyes in the morning, then that's what I can do. If I could do it for 10 minutes before the kids wake up, then that's what I could do. But at least trying to take some time to be with me has been tremendous for me within the past year or so. It gives you just that mental clarity and focus that you've always wanted, but some way you always felt like it was too far for your grasp. Mm-hmm. But you are able to create your own happiness and your own clarity just by giving yourself just T-I-M-E time. That's it.
Ooh.
You know,
I was like, what is that? What is that? It wasn't computing. And then I was like, oh.
You are hilarious. Oh my goodness. Some things that be a quick Google is just trying to get some journal prompts. Mm-hmm. If you feel like just you're staring at a blank page, you don't know where to begin. Google journal prompts for reflection and self-discovery. You know, tons of things will pop up. And I feel like another thing when it comes to refreshing your mental space is having the ability to manage just stress and anxiety that I don't know anyone that's in my life that maybe is no longer in my life who does not have stress.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately has to deal with anxiety. It's hard to be an adult. Like, they teach us how to do this as millennials. They for real did. They like, y'all survived, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me it was like this. Now, granted, I don't think we're the first generation of participation award. And I think we are. Are we? I feel like we are the first generation of participation.
Maybe.
Maybe the Gen Zs.
Maybe, maybe the Gen Zs after us. That sounds more like it.
Okay. I thought we might have started it out.
I think we're on the cusp.
Yeah. So when you grew up in a world of everyone gets an award, everyone is special, and then when you become an adult, it was like, man, they fucking lie to your ass. You ain't special at all. You ain't shit. You ain't gonna be shit. Ain't bitch shit. You know, it makes you a little bit anxious.
A little bit.
Yeah, but giving yourself that ability to not wipe your mental space clean, because you need those lessons that you have experienced in order to learn and prepare for the future, but also just giving yourself to just refresh it to make space for new experiences that can actually be positive impacts in your life is definitely essential to spring cleaning for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love all of that. So another thing you can do to jumpstart or get into spring cleaning your life.
Your life.
Life.
Right.
is renewing, refreshing, or releasing your relationships.
Mm.
Spring is
speak
a good time.
On it,
yes, spring might be a time that you do some reflection.
Wow.
on your relationships. I mean, spring is that time. I remember when little Elise was in college, spring was the time when everybody was trying to like come out with their new boo and come out with their friends.
Oh, this at your, what is it called?
College?
Cuffing season. I couldn't think of it. I'm like,
It's a little bit of, it's like after cuffing season, and the ones that survive cuffing season go into.
Oh, okay.
Like bay mode.
Having a bay probate.
Yes, that's it. A bay probate. Yes. So spring to me always reflects that time of relationships. So perhaps there are some relationships you need to dust off, friends, family, acquaintances you need to dust off,
work
nurture,
relationships.
Work relationships, exactly. That you need to nurture, dust off, invest back into, set refreshed boundaries on, or things of that nature. Maybe there's some relationships that you need to release that are toxic or trauma bonding, or that might feel like it's holding you back, mm-hmm. or causing you to shrink as opposed to grow. Or perhaps there are some relationships that you just, you know, want to, I forgot what words I use, renew, release, refresh. That's the same word. Anyway, so refresh and renew is the same. But yeah, just maybe it's a new relationship that you want to explore and jump into. Perhaps that's the next angle. But whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. make sure that when you go into creating and fostering these new relationships and these interactions with people, one, that you are not rushing into any decision, that you give it some thought, that you observe and watch and learn from this relationship or this connection to see if it's something that you want to release or that you feel is necessary to invest more time into, communicate effectively so that everybody is on the same page, that you are being honest with yourself and that other person, assert your needs, mm-hmm. and things like that. Make sure that you have steady boundaries within the relationship, because boundaries not only protect you and your well-being, but they also can prevent some confusion for the other person and mm-hmm. yourself. So make sure that you are setting healthy boundaries. If you are not sure what healthy boundaries are, we have a past episode, and I don't remember what it is, on boundaries. I know we do. Setting boundaries, episode 115.
Oh, yep, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just so yes. many, Elise. It's kind of hard to keep up with it. Just so it many.
It's so many.
On
so
the road
check
of too hot. On the road Boom. Of too hot. It's so many. Boom.
I'm telling you. So make sure you check out episode 115, Setting Boundaries with us, if you have any questions about how to set proper boundaries. And then last but not least, practice gratitude and appreciation for the relationships that you do have, the ones that have been there, the ones that have shown up, the ones that are consistent, the ones that are helping you
grow.
The
ones you don't have to question. Those friendships that don't ever have you guessing where you stand.
That part.
10 toes down. On and forever, if I ever made you question anything, I'm sorry, because that's never been my intent.
Right. Or let's talk about it. If you do have a question, let's talk about it and figure out what it is.
You can't set boundaries for people and don't communicate them to them. And then be upset when somebody crossed an imaginary boundary that you came up with in your head. That makes you the bad friend. So, yeah, renewing your relationships, that's interesting. Spring is all about beginnings. Spring is about, you know, flowers coming up, new baby birds being born. Like, it is really the beginning of life. So, it's interesting that our vibrations go along with that as well. I never would have thought about this would be the perfect time to do it. But now I'm thinking about back even to childhood. spring was the time for you to find out who am I going to be playing with in the spring and the summer. Who am I dealing with? Who I never really talked to her much before, but now we all outside. Now we could look at different personalities. You had the opportunity to see different personalities outside of what we're seeing on social media. So, that is interesting. Recharging your body. Recharging your body is definitely a way for that spring effect to hit. Okay. Our physical health is very important to our overall well-being. We'll explore ways to recharge and revitalize our bodies through different ways. But before we get into those ways, we want you to go ahead and do something for us. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Full-Time Black Woman and on Twitter at FT Black Woman. And if you have any topics you would like us to discuss, if you have any situations at work you would like us to go ahead and give our response on, send us an email, fulltimeblackwoman@gmail.com. That is fulltimeblackwoman, W-O-M-A-N, @gmail.com. So the ways that you can recharge and revitalize your body is through 1, nutrition. 2, exercise. We already know that, right? But self-care practices and actually establishing healthy habits that support our vitality and energy levels. Like sleep.
That part.
Like sleep. Sleeping is something that's going to help us recharge our bodies. You know, some nutritional tips for springtime wellness, I would have to say, is get out in that sun. If you're in an area where you have all four seasons, get out. When that sun breaks through those clouds, you better go out there and let that melanin soak it up. Okay, we need that vitamin D.
Yes.
We need that vitamin D. Do y'all hear me, full-time black woman? We need that vitamin D in more ways than a pill. So go ahead and get that vitamin D. You also could do some fun and rejuvenating outdoor activities. Myself, I went on my first walk of 2024. The weather was particularly beautiful yesterday, and I decided that, you know what, instead of being in this gym and just lifting weights and just doing fucking calisthenics, I'm gonna go out there and let this melanin do what it's supposed to do, which is go ahead and get some of this vitamin D so I can get on the same vibrations of the moon and the ocean and everything else. So I went outside, got it. It felt so good just to be out in nature, just to smell all the different smells that you don't smell while you're driving in your car.
Because, that part.
You know, you got AC and heat and the windows are up. You're not even smelling the smells outside, or not being around a whole bunch of exhaust, you know, smoke. So you're not being in a car. If you do have your windows down, you're actually smelling the smells of nature. I was able to walk around a lake, you know, go through some trees just to hear the birds singing, to see the ducks and the geese quacking. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a fan of the geese because they aggressive as hell, especially this summer when they had them little raggedy fur babies of theirs. Yeah, I call it raggedy. So it's just, don't nobody want that baby. Go ahead and do what you're doing over there. Don't nobody want that baby. I promise you, nobody want that big head baby. No. It's ugly. So yeah, like, just try something new, something different. You know, self-care rituals. I have not created my own self-care ritual, but that is a plan for me to do this spring, you know, to nourish my body and myself. I know one thing that I do at least religiously, because once I did it the first time, I was like, ooh, this is nice.
What is that?
This is nice. When I take a shower, I light one of those wood wick candles that got the
yes.
You know,
they are a vibe. Home in the kitchen.
Yeah. So, and I turn off the lights. When I take a shower, I take shower by candlelight. Yeah, I can't see the candle while in the shower. But hearing that crackling on top of the water coming down.
Yep.
And also when you turn off the lights, you get rid of one of your senses. So it heightens your other senses. So I can feel the water on my skin better.
Ooh!
You know, like when I'm exfoliating myself, doing a little scrub or whatever, I feel all of that more so than I would if I just took the shower with the lights on. Like, am I a serial killer? Not yet. But I'm just saying, it feels wonderful.
No, I totally agree with you. The first time you said something about that, I tried it and like fell in love. Like, that is one of my favorite things to do. It's something about turning the lights off that just makes you slow it down and be present. And I love it. All right. So we are at the favorite segment. At least we think so. So if you haven't decided that it's the favorite, maybe let us know in one of your reviews what part of our episodes is the favorite part for you. But hashtag Casperish, this is where we get a little Casperish or a little transparent about the topic at hand. We dig a little deeper and add our own little sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle onto what we're talking about. So, Aisha, this spring, and I guess you kind of said it a little bit already, what do you plan to refresh, renew, and recharge?
My body.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to get some sleep, do more outdoor activities. I'm an outdoor girl. Like, some people are like, oh, outdoors, ew, you smell like outside. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel like I'm connected. I need to get grounded. I could put my feet in the grass. It just feels perfect. Definitely decluttering. You know,
yeah.
I have quite a bit of things that I didn't have the energy to go through. But I now have the energy to do so. Like, I already told myself in the fall, which is crazy because I could have did this stuff back then, but I said, when the spring come, I'm spring cleaning this mother. You know, just looking around like, oh, yep. Now, could I have done it then? Mm-hmm. I probably could have been doing it little by little, all fall, all winter. Uh-huh. So then by the time spring come, I just had to do a little dust or whatever. But I said, no, I'm going to go through each room, bring a list of essentials. And if you don't fall on that list, I'm sorry, you got to go. And I'm not going to feel bad because I feel like growing up not having everything, I will always feel horrible throwing things away because I can have a use for them. You know, I want to use them later on. Like, I don't know, I don't want to throw this away because it's a perfectly good .. I'm not doing it anymore. Obviously, I don't need it. It ain't been used. It's still in the box. It's been there for years. It's going.
It's also,
I'm getting rid of a lot of things that have emotional attachment to it. You know, that's one thing that people don't talk about after the divorce. Quit holding on to things. For what?
Yes.
For what?
Yes.
Let it go. Like, there is nothing that I want to pass down to my children concerning that divorce. Now, I mean, concerning that marriage. Decluttering my physical space, by decluttering my physical space, a lot of this stuff is going to be therapeutic to refresh my mental space as well.
Yes.
What about you, Elise? What are some things that you are going to be doing to spring clean your life coming up? That you have more.
It's here. It's here. I think I will be definitely recharging my body and getting outside. When you said you had walked around the lake, I immediately thought about a lake not too far from me that I do want to walk around. And I got excited thinking about it. So, yes, I definitely want to do that. Also, perhaps maybe renewing or starting or like just rejigging and refreshing my relationships. I just don't feel like I want to connect with the folks again. I just want to connect with my people. And I feel like spring will also be a good time to do that because I do get into like a hibernation, very self-reflective, quiet mode during winter. So I want to come out and spend time physically in presence with the people I love, good friends and stuff, make sure they know that I'm there for them because I love them. or perhaps maybe I'll put myself back on dating apps. We might need to connect with somebody, son. I don't know.
Who knows? Can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, we shall see.
Everybody need that vitamin D.
I'll say it in more ways than one.
Right.
And then lastly, I do want to continue to refresh my mental space. So I'll probably practice some like meditation and breath work, and maybe even like get out and journal while I'm outside. Because I feel like that might be like a double hit, you know? So
double dose.
Yes. With somebody's son. And then I'll get like
a triple three for dose. Three.
So yes, I feel like that's what's on the agenda. But we would love to hear how all of you out there plan to spring into your spring cleaning and refresh and renew and recharge yourselves in this spring season. But yeah, any last minute gems, any last notes, words, things to consider?
You know what's best for you, even if you don't want to do it for you.
Oh.
Just make a list and pick out the top three.
That then part.
Then get to going.
That.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, but that was profound. So ain't nothing to be said after that. So with that brings us to the end of another episode. We hope you had a fantastic time. And remember, we are here for you full time from coffee to wine.
And play your power perfectly.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Full Time Black Woman is created, recorded, and produced by Elise Real and Isha Bell. For more opportunities to live, laugh, grow, and fill the soul, be sure to like, review, comment, and subscribe to Full Time Black Woman wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Help us build this community by sharing with other full-time Black women like yourself. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Full Time Black Woman and on Twitter at FT Black Woman.